Well, before last night's drubbing of the Denver Broncos by the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 48, we checked in with two fans at our contributing stations in competing cities. Andy Hurst from KUOW in Seattle and Jay Keller from Colorado Public Radio. They're back with us now. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Jay, you promised Andy that if Denver lost, you would dress from head to toe in Seahawks colors and go stand in front of the state capitol in Denver. Has that happened yet?
No, unfortunately, it hasn't happened because the ability to get that color is pretty hard right now.
Ask Bill Gates.
Yeah, and you probably, I don't know if you'd want to be out on the streets of Denver in those colors right now.
Yeah, it might not be safe.
Andy, what are you feeling about that, that the bargain really hasn't been lived up to yet?
You know, the fact that I didn't have to wear orange to work today, it means everything. So that's fine. I know Jay will get to it eventually.
Well, let me ask you just briefly how you guys are, how this all went down yesterday. I know that there were fireworks being shot off the Space Needle last night in Seattle with every touchdown, right? And I even saw a tweet that said they were rationing them later on in the game. But Andy, the game must have been pretty amazing in Seattle.
I don't think anyone could have predicted the kind of blowout that we had yesterday. I was in complete shock. It was interesting because there wasn't a really climactic point in the game when it was like we had clinched it.
Yeah.
It was such a blowout that we were sitting there watching for 3 hours, kind of knowing that we were going to win. And it was a strange feeling, but it's amazing. And I think the sports culture of Seattle is forever changed with this Super Bowl win.
Jay, how was it in Denver, briefly?
Well, I mean, like most fans, I was shocked and disappointed to see the mighty Broncos get dominated. But hey, you know, give the Seahawks credit. They won every phase of the game and they beat us fair and square. They were better on Sunday. You know, you have to be the best. I'm sorry, you have to beat the best to be the best. And the Broncos got a taste of their own medicine a little bit.
They're so nice in Denver.
Good sportsmanship. We will end it on that note. Andy Hurst, producer for The Record at KUOW in Seattle, and Jay Keller, digital editor for Colorado Public Radio. Thanks to both of you guys. And listen, when you get that picture, it goes up to hereandnow.org first, Jay, okay?
You bet.
Thanks, guys.